For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
Good afternoon. I got an Erev Rosh Chodesh and I got a Yom Kippur Katan for those who are fasting, or even if you're not. Today's shir is dedicated for Refuah Shleima to Miriam Serel Basinda Etta, and also to Shalom Mordechai Ben Rivka, who should be released immediately from captivity in jail. For all those who need a Refuah and a Yeshua. We are discussing today Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan, the month of Mar Cheshvan. Tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh. We know with these shiurim that we don't always do it exactly on the Rosh Chodesh, depending when it falls out. So, therefore, it's being done today. The coming month has a few names. It's known in Navi as either the Chodesh Hashemini, the eighth month, or Yerach Bul, Beis Vav Lamed, the Bul. In Melachim, it's referred to as the month of Bul, as Chazal tell us, because this is the month that it begins to rain, and the earth looks like mounds, trenches, Bulin. That's the literal reason why it's called Yerach Bul. We refer to this month, though, as Mar Cheshvan. I never heard anyone say, it's Bul now. Most people don't refer to it as that. We call it Mar Cheshvan. Mar Cheshvan is not a Lashon HaKodesh word. It's not mentioned in Tanakh even once. It's a word, as the Gemara says, that originates in Bavel. This week's parasha talks about Bavel. Al-Kain Korah Shema Bavel. Kishon Balal Hashem Sfat Kol Ha'oret. These are Babylonian names, the names of the Chadoshim She'olu Imohem Ibavel. However, as we always mention, the fact that it was incorporated into Lashon HaKodesh, the fact that it's a name that is used by Chazal, so therefore, it has the status of a word written in Lashon HaKodesh. Therefore, we can therefore find a gematria on the word and so on, and one will not say, well, what are you talking about? It's a Babylonian word. It's part of our language now. And in all of Shas, it's referred to either as Mar Cheshvan or Cheshvan. This week's parasha, it's called the Chodesh Hasheni, the second month. This is before Nisan was chosen to be the first month of the year. HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodoshim Rishonu Lachem L'Chodesh Hashan is first in Parshas Bo'i. So in Parshas Noyach, the Chodesh Hasheni is Mar Cheshvan, at least according to Rabbi Eliezer. Rashi brings both opinions, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. One holds it Cheshvan, one holds it Iyar. We're talking about Cheshvan now. So according to that opinion, the second month, because then the year starts from Tishrei, is Mar Cheshvan. We always, during these shiurim, attempt, in the limited time that we have, to go through some of the details of the upcoming month. This month is very unique in that it is not unique. Meaning that if there's any month that's plain, dreary, boring, seemingly nothing happening, it's Mar Cheshvan. No other month like it. Every other month has some special day or special Yom Tov. This month seems to have absolutely nothing special about it at all, other than that it's Mar Cheshvan, that it's the rain season. There's a lot of talk about this month in the Gemara of Tainus and the Mishnayos of Tainus, where it talks about that we start saying the same Talu Matar, either Gimel Cheshvan, according to Tana Kama, according to Rabbi Gamliel, the Shiva Boy, the seventh month. There are different times when it's supposed to rain, according to one opinion, Yud Zayin Cheshvan, according to one opinion, Chav Gimel Cheshvan. So Mar Cheshvan is discussed a lot in the Mishnayos Tainus. But is this a month that one can point to and say, oh, this month, oh, this is a very special month, there's a lot going on in this month. What's going on in this month? Seemingly nothing. The month that we just conclude, Tishrei, is a very, very jam-packed month. The Medrash refers to it as Meruba B'mayadais. That's more Yom Tovim than any other month. As we mentioned a month ago, Chodesh HaShevi'i, as the Medrash says, Chodesh HaSivi'i, it's like a month that's satiated with Yom Tovim. Next month, Kislev, of course, is the month of Hanukkah and Chanukat HaMishkan. Teves, Hanukkah enters Teves, and then you have Asarah B'Teves, which one day will be a Yom Tov, so the Tainesim are considered Yom Tovim. You have Shvat, of course, Tu B'Shvat, and Adar you have Purim, and Nisan you have Pesach, and Yom you have Pesach Sheni Lag Boimer, and Sivan you have Shavuos, and Tammuz you have Shavuos B'Tammuz, and Av you have Tisha B'Av and Chamisha Asaba, and Elul, the whole month is a month of Tshuva, the month of Elul, Elul is a great month, the month of Tshuva. What's Maariv Cheshvan? Seems nothing special. We're just waiting for the next month. Or at least, that's what it seems to be. But the truth is, it's not the case at all. Being that as it is right now, that Maariv Cheshvan is a month that seems to have nothing special in it whatsoever. Why is it, though, that Chazal tell us, and this is the Yalkut Shemoni and Malachim, that this month is the month that is designated to be the month in which the third Beis HaMikdash will be dedicated. Not built. No one knows when it's going to be built. It can be built any time. It can be built right now, it can be built tomorrow, any month. But the month in which the Chanukah's Bayis HaShlishi will take place in the month of Maariv Cheshvan. So says the Yalkut Shemoni, who quotes Midrashim that from before. We know that Tishrei is the month in which the first Beis HaMikdash was dedicated by Shlomo HaMelech. Kislev is when the second was dedicated during the Nes of Chanukah. That's when they actually had the Chanukah Habayis. It wasn't when it was first built. When it was first built, they were under Persian rule. There was no Chanukah at all. It was done when the Maccabees took over from the Greeks, and that's when they dedicated the second Beis HaMikdash. That's what I'm speaking about. Maariv Cheshvan is the month designated for Chanukah's Bayis HaShlishi, the eternal Beis HaMikdash, the one that will never be destroyed. So certainly this month is designated for greatness. The Medrash actually says, the Yalkut Shemoni quotes, that Maariv Cheshvan was sort of insulted because Shlomo HaMelech finished building the first Beis HaMikdash in Maariv Cheshvan. But he did not dedicate it till the Tishrei following. So Maariv Cheshvan was sort of insulted. So Hashem said, don't be insulted, because the Chanukah that we're going to have in your month is going to be a far greater Chanukah than the one that Shlomo HaMelech is now inaugurating, because the Bayis Rishon is not going to last. The Bayis HaShlishi is going to last forever. Same thing happened with Kislev. The Mishkan was completed in Kislev, but the Chanukah of the Mishkan wasn't until Nisan, so Kislev was insulted. So Hashem promised Kislev a Yom Tov, Kislev got Chanukah. Maariv Cheshvan, not yet. But the Medrash already tells us that Maariv Cheshvan is destined for greatness. Well, why Maariv Cheshvan? Maariv Cheshvan seems to be nothing happening. What's so great about Maariv Cheshvan that this should be the month just because it's empty? So why should this be the month just because Shlomo concluded the first bayis in Maariv Cheshvan and he didn't dedicate it to Maariv Cheshvan, that it was chosen to be the month in which the Chanukah of the third Beis HaMikdash will take place? Now, every month has a mazel. Zodiac, horoscope, which we don't follow the zodiac, we don't follow the horoscope, but any mazel Yisrael, but there is a mazel. Every month does have a mazel, and all the swarms speak about the mazel. The Gemara speaks about the mazel as well. And the mazel of Maariv Cheshvan is Akrav, which is the scorpion, Scorpio. A scorpion, no one will say, has too many positive connotations. When we say scorpion, obviously we think about stinging, we think about poison. It's certainly not a creature that's kosher. It's not something that most people eat. It's something associated with the wilderness. We know in Parshas Ekev it says the Midbar is a place of Nochosh, Sorov, Ve'akrov, V'tzimo'ein, Asher Ein Moyim, which I believe is the only place in the Chumash where the word Akrov appears. So Akrov is associated with Midbar. Akrov is associated with wilderness. This month is the month of Mazel Akrov. The Chartkever Rebbe writes that Akrav is an acronym for Oisim Be'ema Ritzoin Koina. They do the will of the Creator with fear. What exactly, what's the connection? Why? Akrav is certainly not a creature that is associated with serving Hashem. Not exactly. So why is Akrav the Rosh HaTevis Oisim Be'ema Ritzoin Koina? What exactly does that mean? The great tzaddikim went out of the habit of just looking at words and finding interesting Rosh HaTevis and Ramazim. There must be some sort of connection between Akrav and Oisin Be'emer Ritzoin Koina. talking about Akrav in Bamidbar, the pasuk says in Devarim, rather, the pasuk says in describing the desert, when we talk about the Midbar Hagodol v'Hanoira, the great and awesome desert, the great and awesome wilderness. So there, Rashi quotes from Chazal, from the Sifrei, Hamidbar Hagodol v'Hanoira, that in the desert there were snakes and scorpions. Hagodol v'Hanoira, Shehoye by Nechoshim Kekoirois v'Akravim Kekshosois, snakes like beams. Find in the Mishnah, a person made a nether, he saw a nochesh kekairas beit habad, and akrabim kikshosos, scorpions that look like bows, the shape of a bow. Now clearly, if one looks closely at the word hamidbar hagodol v'hanoira, so godol would be the snakes, and noira is the scorpion. So a scorpion has to do with noira, it's awesome, it's scary, you look at it, you get scared, it instills fear in us. Now, there's another association with Akrav, and that is in Parshas Shemini. Parshas Shemini, where the Torah talks to us about the non-kosher rodents, so there it talks about, this happens to be the middle pasuk of the entire Torah. You know, the Torah starts with a beis, the Torah ends with a lamed, and what's the middle letter of the Torah? A vav, which the Minchas Olozer said, that's beis vav lamed, which is what this month is referred to in Malachim, Yerach Bul. The beis is Bereshis, the vav is the vav of Gochain in the middle of Chumash and Parshas Shemini. Kol Hoylech al Gochain, there's a large vav there, which, as it says here, is half of the Torah in letters. And the Lamed, which is the last letter of Chumash, that's beis vav Lamed, that's Bul. So what's the connection to this month? Because this is the month in which which is supposed to be a month in which we can learn straight without any distractions. So the yeshiva world, this is the month that the Zman begins. There's no distractions. Nothing's happening in Maror Cheshvan. There's no Yom Tov. No one's taking off. There's no vacations. Vacations were already. Everyone came back from vacation. So Maror Cheshvan is a month in which we can delve into the Torah without any distractions whatsoever. So he says that's Yerach Bul, Beis Vav Lamed, Bereshis, the Vav of Gochain, the Lamed of Yisrael. Agav. In that Pasuk, the middle Pasuk of Chumash, where there's this large Vav here in the word Gochain, the Torah says any animal that goes on the ground, gochain, actually means on its belly, the choyl hoylech al arba, and everything that walks on four legs, there are many of those, says Rashi, he's bringing from the Chazal, that gochain is a nochosh, because the nochosh, al gochain achaseilech, we just read that pasuk last week, that was the curse to the nochosh, it lost its feet, and hoylech al arba ze akrov, that's the scorpion. The scorpion is not the only creature that walks on four. But Rashi is quoting over here from the Sifri, the Safra, that Gochain is the Nachash, Hoylech al Arba is Akrav. What's the connection? Why is Akrav the Hoylech al Arba? And the fact that this month Mar Cheshvan is Mazel Akrav, so what does that have to do with Mar Cheshvan? Now in Chazal we find that the creatures, specifically in that pasuk in Parshas Ekev, that the Midbar is a place of Nochosh, Sorof, Akrav, Tzimoyin, Asherein Moyim, refers to a different empire. Nochosh is Babylonia, Sorof is Persia, and Akrav is Greece. Or in another version says Macedonia, really the same thing. Right? The Rabbeinu Bachya brings down in Parshas Hazinu, Periklam Aral of Pasuk Tazayim, that Rabbi Nabachya quotes from a sefer, that Rabbi Nabachya can be trusted, that Akrav is Yishmael, which today we have something to do with that. Obviously that's the problem today, that's the Golos we're in right now. Reb Chaim Vital writes that the fifth Golos, which is the most difficult of all Golios, is Golos Yishmael, which hardly is there any mention of it in Medrash and Chazal, but a lot of it in Zohar and in the Sforim that come afterwards, who began to experience it. So Golus Yishmael, which is pretty obvious that that's the Golus that we're in today, and that's the big fear today, is Akrav. Okay, what does Akrav have to do with Yishmael? Now, every month has a different combination of Hashem's name. We discussed this by these Shiurim, based on what it says in Tikkuni Zohar. and in the Sfarim that follow, in the Chassidish Sfarim especially, that elaborate on all the Tzirufei Shem Havaya of every single Chodesh. So there are 12 different Tzirufim of the Shem Havaya. That's a word that has four different letters. You could actually make 24 combinations out of it, but of course Yud Kei Vav Kei really only has three because there are two Heys. There are 12 different combinations. The combination of Hashem's name that you're supposed to have in mind, and usually this shir takes place after we daven Musaf already, but now that it's Erev, so we could have it in mind tomorrow, when you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, the Kadesh Yisrael, V'Rosh Chodoshim, so you have in mind, when you say Hashem's name, the combination of Hashem's name for this month, which is Vav Hei Hei Yud. And that is derived, says the Arizal, based on Mishnah Chassidim, which of course it's all from the Tikkuni Zohar, from the words, Udevash Hayoim Hazeh Havaya Hashem. Udevash Hayoim Hazeh Hashem. That's Vav Hei Hei Yud. Where is this pasuk? It's actually two psukim. The word Udevash in Pashas Kisavoy, right? The last pasuk of the last word of the famous pasuk, Hashkifam Yimayim Kachram and Hashemayim, which ends off Kashin Ishvatal Avasenu Eret Zavas Cholav Udevash. So Udevash, which is really the end of a pasuk, not only that, there's actually a samach over there. There's a space in the Sefer Torah. And then comes the next three words, Hayoim Hazeh Hashem Olekecha Mitzavecha. So Udevash, together with Hayoim Hazeh Hashem, it's Vav Hei Hei Yud. That's the combination of Hashem's name to the month of Mar Cheshvan. So asks the Tzvila Tzadik, that's the grandson of the Bnei Yisoschar, who discusses at length, like his grandfather, the different, the months and everything about the months, it seems to be very difficult what the combination of Hashem's name for Mar Cheshvan has to do with Mar Cheshvan. One of the reasons we call it Mar Cheshvan, Mar means bitter. It's a bitter month. There's nothing in here. There's nothing here. There's nothing happening. At least it seems there's nothing happening. And the combination of Hashem's name should be Udevash Hayom Hazeh Hashem. Well, this is a sweet month. What's so sweet about it? If anything, Tishrei is Dvash. You're dipping the apple in the honey. You're dipping the challah in the honey. You're doing it for weeks. Honey, honey. Everything is honey. Sweet, sweet, sweet. You're not supposed to eat anything sharp on Rosh Hashanah. What's Mar Cheshvan? We don't do that anymore. So what does the Udevash Hayom Hazeh Hashem have to do with the month of Mar Cheshvan? He goes a step further. He says a very interesting remez. He says, Tishrei is equal to 910. Tovshin Reish Yud. Mar Cheshvan is equal to 604. What's the difference between 910 and 604? That was 910 minus 604 is 306, which is equal to Dvash. You take away the Dvash from Tishrei, you get Mar Cheshvan. Meaning when we leave Tishrei, the awesome, auspicious, sweet, wonderful month of Tishrei, Meruba B'moyadois, there's no Dvash anymore, then you get Mar Cheshvan. You get bitter Cheshvan. So why is the combination of Hashem's name, Udvash Hayom Hazeh Hashem, Udvash, what does Dvash have to do with Mar Cheshvan? And if you go a step further, what's the next word? Hayom. Udvash Hayoim Hazeh Hashem. Hayoim, says the Zohar, in many places, refers to Rosh Hashanah. Whenever it says Hayoim, it's Rosh Hashanah. That's the day. Rosh Hashanah is in Tishrei, not in Mar Cheshvan. Hazeh. Hazeh means revelation. Zeh Keli Ve'anveihu. This is the month of revelation. Tishrei is the month of revelation. Kislev is revelation. Chanukah. Mar Cheshvan doesn't seem to be a month of revelation. It's a month of concealment of anything. And the last word is Hashem's name again. Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud Kei Vav Kei is the name that is associated with L'mayla Menateva. Why Mar Cheshvan? So the combination of Hashem's name for Mar Cheshvan requires understanding, because it doesn't seem to fit the mold, doesn't seem to fit the month at all. In Sefer Yetzirah, we are told that every month is created with a different letter of the Aleph. The letter that Mar Cheshvan was created with is the Nun. Himlich Ois Nun Bereach. All the Sfarim speak about this, the Shem Yishmul, the Pre-Tzadik, Rav Tzadik, Menei Yisoschar. The letter Nun, what does the letter Nun have to do with Mar Cheshvan? And the mode of the month is Reach, odor, aroma. Every month has a different mode. There's eyesight, there's hearing, and this is the month of aroma, Reach. And they all talk about what the connection is, each in their own way. The Pre-Tzadik writes that Nun, the letter Nun stands for Nefila, to fall, which is the reason the Gemara says in Brachos that there's no Nun in Ashrei, because the Nun is Merames to Nefila. So instead we have Soimech Hashem, L'chol HaNoiflim. And in this month, we fall. We fall from Tishrei down into a month with no Yom Tov whatsoever. So it's a fall. Me'igra Ramah L'bira Amikta, there's a Yerida here. But the Yerida is L'tzayrach Aliyah. That's how he ties the Nun to Nefila. We also know that the Nun, the letter Nun, which Nun is equal to 50, is a number associated with either Nun Sharei Bina, which is very high, or it could be Nun Sharei Tuma, which is very low. In fact, the month is called the Chodesh Hashemini, the eighth month. Same thing with the number eight. The number eight is a number associated with the future. Lama Natzeach al Hashminis, the Gemara says, in Erechin, Kinar Shel Moshiach Shel Shmoina Nimen, Moshiach is going to play a harp of eight strings, the eighth note. There'll be a new note of music. Mashiach is associated with Shemini, Shemini Atzeres, 8 days of Hanukkah. So what is Mar Cheshvan, Chodesh Hashemini? What's L'mayla Manateva about this month? What is Messianic about this month? Besides what it says in the Yalkut, that this is the month in which the inauguration of the third Beis HaMikdash will take place. There are a lot of mixed messages here. It's very difficult to understand because we have a month that there's nothing like to point to what exactly is about this month that makes it unique, that we can understand exactly what the combination of Hashem's name and the letter and the mode and all that has to do with. Now, every month is associated with another Shevet. There are 12 Shvatim, there are 12 months. The Arizal taught the way they traveled in the desert, so it's Menashe. Menashe traveled eighth. He was the Nasi Hashmini, who was the eighth leader of all the Shvatim when they traveled. The one who traveled on the eighth day of Nisan, the one who sacrificed on the eighth day of Nisan, that's Menashe. Menashe, the same letters as Shmoina. So Menashe is Keneged this month, according to the Arizal. What does Menashe have to do with Mar Cheshvan? The Arist Vash, that's Rabbi Yonatan Eibshitz, has a different order. He says that this month is Keneged Shimon. Tishrei is Ruvain, and Cheshvan is Shimon. So what would that be? What would be the connection between Shimon and Mar Cheshvan? Every month, of course, has its particular parshiyos that we read. We know that in the month of Mar Cheshvan, we always read Noyach, which talks about the Mabul, which began in Mar Cheshvan, and Noyach goes out of the Teva in Mar Cheshvan. You have Mar Cheshvan mentioned twice in this parsha. Boyel HaTeva, that's the 17th of Mar Cheshvan. Seimen HaTeva was the 27th day of Mar Cheshvan. So Noyach is certainly a Mar Cheshvan parsha. Mabul, the Mabul, which was 40 days, Mem, in the month of Bul, Beis Vav Lamed, as Svarim speak about. In fact, this Yalkut Shemayni mentions that there too. So this is certainly a Mar Cheshvan month. But we also read Lech Lecha and Vayera in Mar Cheshvan. These three are always read in the month of Mar Cheshvan. And Chayasara usually is too, because Chayasara is the last Shabbos of Mar Cheshvan. Sometimes told this is the last Shabbos of Mar Cheshvan. And then it's Shabbos Mevarachim Kislev. But Noyach, Lech Lecha, Vayera are definitely read in the month of Mar Cheshvan. And Chayasara as well, really. So what do these parshas have to do with the month of Mar Cheshvan? Because every parsha read at a given time is connected to that time. The Torah is the blueprint of the world, not only in the way the world was created and placed, but also the way the world was created in time. Zman, Mokom, that's part of the creation. Zman is also a creation. So the parshas that you read at a given time are not just there coincidentally. The reason we lay in these parshas is because the parshas that we read in Mar Cheshvan, Noyach, Lech Lecha, Vayera, teach us how to deal with this month that we're in now and talk to us about that which occurs in this month. The B'nai Yisoscha brings down, and so does the Shem Yishmuel, from Rabbi Mendler of Rimanov, that in the month of Mar Cheshvan, he says it was known that in this month there were always difficult times for Klal Yisrael. Gezeiros, elections, were always in the month of November, the month of Mar Cheshvan. He says the reason for that is because this is the month in which the rebellion against Malchus Beis David took place. The whole story in Malachim about Yerovam ben Nevat, who rebels against Rechavam, first Shlomo HaMelech, he leaves Yerushalayim, Vayetze Yerovam Yerushalayim, as the Pasuk says, he goes to Mitzrayim. Whoever leaves Yerushalayim is going to Mitzrayim. You want to get to Yerushalayim, you got to leave Mitzrayim. And Yerovam ben Nevat rebels, takes over the kingdom, he becomes the Melech of the Aseres HaShvatim. He says, Ein lanu chelek v'nachala b'ven Yishai, Re'ei Beis Chadavid, Psukim and Malachim that elaborate about this rebellion that takes place, happened in Mar Cheshvan. In fact, as the Pasuk says, he thought that he could make Sukkos in Mar Cheshvan. He actually made the Yom Tov of Sukkos in Mar Cheshvan. HaChodesh Asher Bado Miliboy. That's the eighth month. He pushed off Sukkos from the seventh month to the eighth month, and Yerav Ben Avot was no Katlak Hanya, as the Gemara says. Rav Menavot is a Talmud Chacham Muflug. He was so great that Hashem comes to him and says, if you do tshuva, you, I, and David HaMelech will walk together in Gan Eden. And even after the David HaTayel the Gan Eden, So Yerubbaam, but Yerubbaam thought with his Koyach HaTorah that he'll also be able to be Ma'aber the Chadoshim, he could do it to Tishrei too, not only to Nisan. Psukim there talk about it. So since the rebellion happened in Mar Cheshvan, the rebellion against Malchus Beis David, that's why we suffer Ad Hayoim from that, till today. Because that rebellion led to a split, the split between Malchus Beis David and Malchus Yisrael, which was the division that Ad Hayoim Klal Yisrael suffers from till this very day. That could be the connection to Shimon, according to the Yaris Dvash, that Mar Cheshvan is the month of Shimon, because Shimon was the one who was the most responsible for the chait of Mechiras Yosef, as we once spoke about, according to the other opinion, that of is Shimon. So therefore, this month is where the split took place, the rebellion against Malchus Beis David, which led to a further dividing of Klal Yisrael, which began with the story of Mechiras Yosef, as Rashi himself brings in Parshas Vayeshev, that the brothers sold Yosef in Shechem, the same place where Nechlaka Malchus Beis David. And who was the most responsible for the Mechira? Shimon. Shimon is the one who said, L'chu v'nahar gehu, balach haloymois halozeh bo. That's why Yosef separates Shimon from Levi, as we read about in the parashas by Yeshev Miketz, so that we can understand perhaps the connection between Mar Cheshvan and Shimon, since this is the month in which the split later takes place among Malchus Beis David and the Malchus Yisrael, the division that leads to Golus, the Yerida that takes place in this month, which we suffer from until this very day. So this is a very important part of understanding why Mar Cheshvan is the month that it is historically because of what happened in this month. What happened in this month was Malchus Beis David was rebelled against. And that rebellion is not only against the kingdom. That's a rebellion against Yerushalayim. That's a rebellion against the Beis HaMikdash. As you look at the Psukim, Yerubbaam says, Re'ei Beis HaDavid. Still not here yet. Wow. So,
this is purely
Lishma. Losing my train of thought.
Nothing we had known about it.
Not seeing the food. Now, in Tikkuni Zohar, we mentioned this last year, but we'll try to discuss a different twist of this. Akrav says that Tikkuni Zohar is Okar Bayis. Akrav, Okar Bayis. Uproot from the house. Uproot the house. What exactly does that mean? It says, Akiras, the Shechina left Yerushalayim, the Zohar connects Akrav, Okar, Bayis, with Golus. And there are many different interpretations on this concept of Okar, Bayis. What is the Bayis? What's the Bayis? The Bayis is, of course, the Bayis of Bereshis. The first letter of the Torah is the Bayis. And the first word of the Torah is Bereshis. And everything is in Bereshis. Bereshis is Aleph B'Tishrei. As the Balaturim brings down, that's the first word, Keneged, the first day of the year, which is Rosh Hashanah, Aleph B'Tishrei. Bereshis is the letters Rosh Bayis, says the Tikkuni Zohar. Rosh Bayis is the Beis HaMikdash. Bereshis is the same letters as Yorei Boishes. Bris Eish. There are many, many different combinations of words that is discussed in the 70 Tikkunim of Tikkuni Zohar, what Bereshis stands for. Bereshis, the epitome, the first word, that's where we were in Chodesh Tishrei. In Chodesh Tishrei, we all returned to Bereshis. Bereshis, as Targum Onkelos translates it, Mila Kadmin, Kedem, back to the way things were. Chodesh Yomeinu Kekedem, Kishonim Kadmoinios. The last day of Sukkot, on Simchas Torah, rather, we said, Ma'oina Elohei Kedem, Harerei Kedem, and then we read Bereshis, which is Mila Kadmin. Back to the Shoirish, back to the root, back to the way it was. Aleph B'Tishrei. Rosh Bayis, Beis HaMikdash, as the Svarim say, Rosh Hashanah is Begamatria Beis HaMikdash. Rosh Hashanah is the Beis HaMikdash of time. And in Chodesh Tishrei, every Yid experienced Reishis. Everyone went back to their source. Everyone went back to the beginning. Then comes Mar Cheshvan, and the contrast is amazing. Because you don't have that by any other month, where suddenly you go from such a high to such a low. I mean, from Cheshvan to Kislev, you wouldn't say that. Even from Nisan to Iyar, after Pesach, that's not such a big low. You have the Yemei HaSfira, you have another Yom Tov coming. You have Pesach Sheni, which is really a continuation. You have Lag BaOmer, you have Shavuos that's coming. The contrast between the sort of the transition that has to be made from a month that's jam-packed with every possible type of Yom Tov you could imagine to a month which has absolutely no Yom Tov at all is amazing. It's very difficult to make a transition like that, to go from Tishrei to Mar Cheshvan, and it would seem like as if this is a real downfall. It's a terrible Yerida. And yes, it could turn into a terrible Yerida. It could become a Yerida, as the Nun, as we mentioned before, indicates, Nefila. But that's not the purpose. The purpose of the Yerida is Letzairech Aliyah. Every downfall, every descent is for an ascent. Every Yerida is for an Aliyah. That's the purpose. Hashem sends us down to this world. Coming to this world is a Yerida. It's a tremendous Yerida for the Neshama in Shamayim, where it was to come garbed in a body in this lowly earth. But what's the purpose? So that it should go down, down, down. But the purpose is that through the avoda in this world, through dealing with the trials and tribulations and the siyonos of Olam Hazeh, a person comes to a greater aliyah, and the neshama becomes much greater than it was when it first came down to the world. That's the whole purpose of why Hashem sent us here. Yes, it's a yerida, and you're going to have to deal with a yetzahara, and you have to deal with a lot of difficulties. But that's the purpose. The purpose is not utopia. The purpose is not that it's everyday Yom Tov. That's no big deal if every day it's Yom Tov. The purpose is when it's not Yom Tov, when you have to go now back into the regular world, back to work, back to the way things are, regular weekday, nothing special, and you make something special out of it. And the goal is to be able to extend the Tishrei into the Mar Cheshvan, to elevate the month of Mar Cheshvan to the same status as Tishrei, and even greater. And that perhaps is the idea of Udvash Hayoim Hazeh Hashem. Yes, Tishrei is the month of honey. But what we're supposed to do is extend Dvash, bring the sweetness of Tishrei into the bitterness of Mar Cheshvan. Hayoim, yes, Hayoim is Rosh Hashanah. Extend Rosh Hashanah into Tishrei, into Mar Cheshvan. What's very interesting is, where do you have the Kriya of Rosh Hashanah? Where is it? The reading that we read on Rosh Hashanah, both days, is in Parshas Vayera. And when is Parshas Vayera read? In the month of Mar Cheshvan. What's the combination of Hashem's name for the month of Tishrei, as we spoke about a month ago? Vayiru oisa sorei paroi. Where is that pasuk? In Lech Lecha. When is Lech Lecha read? In Mar Cheshvan. So interesting. The combination of Hashem's name for Tishrei is in Lech Lecha, always read in Mar Cheshvan. The Kriya of Rosh Hashanah both days is in Vayera, always read in Mar Cheshvan. Meaning, Tishrei is extending itself into Mar Cheshvan. The Tzvilat Tzadik writes that Mar Cheshvan is the letters Roshem Nunches. Mar Cheshvan, if you unscramble the letters, Roshem means impression, and Nunches is 58. The impression of the 58 days of Elul and Tishrei. Elul and Tishrei together have basically 58 days. Elul is 29, and even Tishrei, which has 30 days. Tomorrow is Lama Tishrei, but it's already Mar Cheshvan. So Elul Tishrei together is 58. The 58 days of Elul Tishrei together, when do we know whether it was a productive time of the year? We know in Mar Cheshvan, because everyone in Elul and Tishrei is doing the right thing. But what are you doing in Mar Cheshvan? When Mar Cheshvan comes, that's the test. The test is to see all the resolutions that we accepted upon ourselves in Elul and Tishrei during those Nunches, during those 58 days. Did we mean it? How do you know? In Mar Cheshvan, we'll know. If I made up, this year I'm going to daven with more kavanah. So of course in Tishrei I daven with more kavanah. I'm davening shul most of the day. What about a regular mincha on a Wednesday, on a rainy Wednesday in the middle of Mar Cheshvan? Am I davening mincha the way I promised I'm going to do in Elul and Tishrei on a rainy day on a Wednesday in Mar Cheshvan? Then I know that those 58 days are really productive. Roshem Nunches. The Tiferes Shloimeh writes to Radomskin, this week's Parsha in Parshas Noyach, the Gemara says, Yitzias Tzadik Min Ha'ir Oise Roshem. That's the Chazal at the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, which Rashi brings. When a tzaddik leaves a city, it leaves an impression somewhere. It leaves a gap, a void. He has a different take on it. He's teaching it differently. When a tzaddik leaves this world, the kedusha of that tzaddik remains in this world. Doesn't go away. Based on the Zohar, tzaddika de ispate. Oh, here it is. Ishtakach b'chulhu almin yatir mi b'chayoyhi, as the Zohar HaKadosh says, that when a tzaddik leaves this world, he's more here after he leaves than he was before, and in all the worlds, spiritual and down here in the physical world, a true tzaddik. He leaves an impression, a roshem, in the world where he was. That's why we say, Zechusoy yogein oleinu, his chus shall protect us. What? So he's not here, he's over there. His chus protects us down here in this world, because even after he leaves an impression here. So he teaches, that's the pshat. When Tishrei goes away, Tishrei is like the tzaddik of all the months. Yitzias tzaddik min ha'ir, oise roishim. It leaves an impression. And that impression is in Mar Cheshvan, oiseus roishim nun ches. The 58 days of Tishrei and Elul, that's one unit of time, that go away, are felt in the month of Mar Cheshvan, in this seemingly empty month, but here is where it really counts. Like we know that a child in the mother's womb is taught the entire Torah. There were great tzaddikim that would stand up for a pregnant woman, because they said there's a base medrash going on in there. There's learning going on. It's a full-time, 24/7 kayul with no breaks for 9 months. No vacation. And what happens to the child once it enters this world? It forgets its learning. No learning. That's it. So the baby. The baby knows how to learn. So, and what's the purpose? As far as says, why does the Malach teach Kol HaTorah Kula to the child that when he came out he forgot it anyway? Because that's to give him the potential to satiate, to mashbi an oisai to heat tzaddik, mashbi an oisai to heat tzaddik. By the Torah learning by the Malach in the womb enables us to be able to learn Torah later on. Because Torah is divine, Torah is infinite. A human being really cannot learn Torah. A human being with a finite mind and with everything else that we have in our minds cannot really grasp Torah. Because Hashem gives us the koiches, the potential during the 9-month pregnancy, that enables us to be able to go through life, even though we forget, and have to deal with the Yetzer Hara and so on, and be able to learn and accomplish on our own. That's exactly what happens when Tishrei comes to an end. Tishrei Elo Hashem satiates us with Torah, mitzvahs, masim, toivim, merubah b'mayadais, every type of yomtov you could possibly imagine, a shefa, a flow of ruchnius that comes down like no other time during the year. As soon as Tishrei is over, it's like the Malach gives the whack to the baby and all of that is forgotten. In fact, one of the reasons why Menashe is called Menashe, and he represents this Chodesh, Menashe means to forget. Ki nashani elokim es kol amoli. Hashem made me forget all my worries, literally, all my sins, all my tribulations. But also Menashe means to forget, because when we come into this month, Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaZikaron, the day of remembrance. We come into this month like you forgot everything that happened. All that unbelievable aura of the month of Tishrei it seems like down the drain. Shouldn't be, but it seems like what happened? That's all back to Mar Cheshvan. We forgot that ever existed. Not supposed to be that way. But on our own now, we have to now take all that was given to us at Elul and Tishrei and develop it and work on it like a child does during and then gets older and older and learns and develops himself after he was given all those koiches when he was in the womb. Now, the Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, Lo hizik nochosh ve'akrov b'Yerushalayim me'oila. In Yerushalayim, in the Beis Hamikdash, the scorpion never caused any harm. Now that tells us that Yerushalayim, Beis Hamikdash, and Akrov don't go together. The Akrov does not belong in Yerushalayim. But that means when there's no Yerushalayim, there's Akrov. Akrov is Okar Bayis. What does Okar Bayis mean? Based on what we're saying now. As soon as we enter the month of Mar Cheshvan, the scorpion comes, meaning the Tumah of Akrov, the Klipa of Akrov, Okar Bayis, and wants to uproot us from the Bayis, from the Beis Roish, from the Roish Bayis, from the Beis of Bereshis, Aleph Petishrei. He wants to uproot us so we should totally forget everything that we said that we're going to do in Elul and Tishrei, everything that we experienced in Elul and Tishrei. So, the Akrav represents the Klipa of Akrav, the Tumah of Akrav is trying to uproot us from all the Kedusha and from all that which is represented by the word Bereshis, which is the first word, the Shoirish of all Kedusha. Tishrei, the Reishis, Tishrei, Oisius, Reishis, Bereshis, Aleph, Betishrei, and cause us to forget Menashe and fall, that's the letter Nun, into Yerach Bul. Bul means decomposition. Everything in this world rots and decomposes. Nothing lasts forever. In the Beis HaMikdash, things lasted. There was no spoilage, like in the Teva of Noach, there was no spoilage. Things lasted miraculously. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was no time, there was no place. Makom Ha'aron Einam Amida. In Mar Cheshvan, that doesn't exist. Mar Cheshvan is Teva. Nature. Normal. Back to normal. Everything is the way. It's a world of decomposition. This is a world of Beis Vav Lamed, Yerach Bul. But our job is to connect the mundane, to connect that which decomposes and that which spoils to eternity. And that a Yid has the ability to do. Yerushalayim is brought in Mar Cheshvan. It's interesting that the Mishnah in Tainus is one way to understand this Mishnah, and then there's a deeper way to understand this Mishnah. Why do they first start asking the same Talmud Mutar on Zion Mar Cheshvan? In Eretz Yisrael, they start asking it on Zion Mar Cheshvan. Many Paiskim who hold that we should do that here also. But we wait 60 days till November 4th, whatever the day is exactly. So, okay. So the Mishnah, but the Mishnah doesn't say November. The Mishnah says Zion Mar Cheshvan, that B'Shiva Boi Shoyalin, because that's the day when Achroin Shevi Yisrael Magiyal in Ahar Pros. The last Jew gets to the Euphrates River. Now, how do you understand that Mishnah? The Mishnah really means literally that when the Jews came to the Eilu Regal for Sukkot, some of them, it would take 2 weeks until they got home. As the Mishnah says, Chamisha Asayim after the Chag, which 15 days to travel is all the way up north till the Euphrates River, known as Nahar Pros. Which Nahar Pros, which is in Parshas Lech Lecha, and it's also in Parshas Bereishis, is in the Parshas Devarim, is one of the four rivers that emanate from Gan Eden, the Hanor Horavi Huferus, and it's one of the rivers that Eretz Yisrael borders on. That's part of the Gvul of Eretz Yisrael. So, because of this one Jew, the Achron Shebi Yisrael, who didn't get home yet, we delay asking for rain because of our concern, of our Avas Yisrael, for one Jew who might be uncomfortable traveling alone on the road, in the muddy roads in those days, without umbrellas and raincoats or whatever they had. And so because of him, the entire Eretz Yisrael, even though it did rain in Eretz Yisrael already this year, but the entire Eretz Yisrael waits to ask for what they need desperately, and it's a mitzvah to ask for what you need desperately. That's what tefillah really is. But there's one Jew who might be uncomfortable. We have to wait till he gets home. Tremendous lesson in Avas Yisrael. We care about each and every single Jew, even one Jew, and even the Achrayim Shev Yisrael, the lowest of all Jews. Baruch Nias, the one who lives the furthest from Yerushalayim, all the way up north by Nahar Pros. That's the literal meaning, besides halachically, in order to make sure that he doesn't get wet, and he doesn't get an uncomfortable journey home, that why we wait till Zion Cheshbon. But perhaps there's also a deeper understanding. The Beit HaMikdash Yerushalayim, which is where we go on Tishrei, we leave in Mar Cheshbon. In Mar Cheshbon, even in the time when there was a Beit HaMikdash, we weren't going there every day. It's time to go home. We have to go back home and begin the planting season, which is in Mar Cheshvan. So we go back, the rain season, and we leave Yerushalayim, we leave the Beit HaMikdash, and we go away and far away from Yerushalayim and from the Beit HaMikdash. But a Jew really knows deep down that he's always traveling to Yerushalayim. A Jew is always going to Yerushalayim. We're always asking Hashem, v'liyushalayim yirchav barachamim toshav v'sechazen nainayin v'shuv v'cholatziyan barachamim, and it's in benching, and it's in alam michya, and it's non-stop, and we talk about Malchus Beis David, Mishichecha. A Jew is constantly, all day, if you think about it, if you look at the davening and the benching and the brachas, always thinking about Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash and Malchus Beis David, that it should be restored. Meaning we're always focusing on that. Even though we're not there, we're always focusing, because that really is where we're going. And what's very interesting is, if you look at Parshas Lech Lecha, which is always read during the month of Mar Cheshvan, with Avraham Avinu going, Lech Lecha me'aretzicha o'mimoyaretzicha el ha'oretz ha'sha'areka holoich v'nosoya ha'negba. He's going south. Rashi says where? He's going to Yerushalayim. He's going to Har HaMoriah. He's leaving Choron, Charoin Avshal Mokoyim. He's leaving Ur Kastam, and he's going from north, south, Droima, ha'negba. He's going to Har HaMoriah, where eventually he gets where? In Parshas Vayera, by the Akedah, and that's when Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash is designated as the Mokom HaMikdash for future generations. By Yikra Avram Hashem HaMokom Ahu Hashem Yir'eh, Asher Ye'oneh HaYoyim Behar Hashem Ye'ro'eh. That's where it is. That's where Avram is going. Avram is going, what we're reading about in the Parshiyos in Mar Cheshvan is Avraham going to Yerushalayim, when in reality we're leaving Yerushalayim. We're going away from Yerushalayim. Mar Cheshvan, we're distancing ourselves from the Ruchnius aura of Tishrei, we're going away from being Oyla Regal and Tishrei, and we're leaving, we're going back home, back to the mundane, back to Yerach Beis Vav Lamed, unlike Yerach HaEsonim, the month of the powerful Tishrei. But what are we reading about in the Chumash? What's the Ruchnius that we're learning about in these weeks? How Avram is going towards Yerushalayim. So it's sort of going back, because the goal is, when you leave Yerushalayim, the purpose is that you come back. The purpose of the Yerida away from Yerushalayim is to come back to Yerushalayim, to Yerushalayim. Bereishis is Yorei Boishas, as it says in Tikkunei Zohar. Bereishis, the Medrash on that pasuk says, Hado the Siv, the Zohar also, Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. What's the actual goal of the Yerida? Yerida is supposed to come to Yiras Shamayim. Torah without Yerushalayim, the Gemara says very sharp things what it is. not worth too much. Torah without Yir Shemaim. Yira has to come first. Yir Asai Kaidemes Luchach Mosai, the famous Gemara in Shabbos, even if a person knows the whole Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. V'hoye Emunasi Techa Chaisen Yeshua Is Chachmas V'adaz Yiras Hashem Hi Oitzori. Says the Gemara, even if you know all of that, if you have Yiras Shemayim, very good. If not, what do you have? So Yiras Shemayim is the goal. Now, the Beis HaMikdash is the place of Yirah. In Parshas Vayetze, we find the famous dream that Yaakov Avinu has, where he sees the ladder, and then he wakes. How fearful is this place? The Beis HaMikdash instills fear into us, especially the third Beis HaMikdash. Because we know that the three Batei Mikdash are Keneged Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So Avraham, as Rashi brings in Chumash and Vayetze, Chazal tell us, Avraham called it mountain, Yitzchak called it field, Avraham called it har, Yitzchak called it sada, and Yaakov calls it bayis. Ein zekiyim beis Elohim, v'zeh shar ha-shamayim. And what we daven every day, Hakel ha-gadol, ha-gibar, v'ha-noira. Gadol is Avraham Avinu, gibar is Yitzchak, noira is Yaakov. Yaakov says, "Man noira hamakom hazeh." So the Beis Hamikdash instills fear first, second, or third. But the third Beis Hamikdash corresponds to noira, that's Yaakov, which refers to it as bayis. And interesting, as we just mentioned before, Chazal tell us that the akrav, the scorpion, is called noira. Hamidbar hagadol v'hanoira. Gadol is the snake, and noira is the scorpion. So zelu'um hazeh. Noira in Kedusha is the Beis HaMikdash, specifically the third Beis HaMikdash, Keneged Yaakov, who refers to what is bias. What counters that? Akrav is Noira in Tumah, as all the Svarim speak about. When a person doesn't have Yirah Shamayim, so Hashem will give you what to be afraid of. A person who has Yirah Shamayim is afraid of nothing other than Hashem. But if you don't fear Hashem, there's a lot to be afraid of. Go outside today. Turn on the news. There's a lot to be afraid of. But if your Yerushalayim is Bishlamis, there's nothing to be afraid of. But when a person doesn't have Yerushalayim, then there's plenty in this world, especially today, to be worried about. So the Akrav corresponds, we see clearly, to the third Beis HaMikdash, more so than to the first two. Akrav is Noira. Beis HaMikdash is called Noira. Both are fearful. Yeah, if you're afraid of Hashem, you're afraid of the Beis HaMikdash, you won't have to be afraid of the Akrav. What's the Akrav? Okar Bayis. Specifically, bias, which is the third Beis HaMikdash, referred to as bias, the one of Yaakov's Noira, is what he's coming to try to uproot. So with this we could understand, we'll try to rush it up, that Ben Bachia tells us that Akrav is Yishmael. Golas Yishmael is so severe, which is the Golas that we're in now, which is associated with Mechemes Goig u'Magog, and there are many, many Svarim that were written recently. One could look it up or go buy them in the Svarim stores about the connection. But Yishmael, the Muslim world, the Islamics, have on the Makom HaMikdash a mosque, because they're trying to prevent the third Beis HaMikdash from being built. It's known that they made a cemetery in the Har HaMizrahi of the Beis HaMikdash, because they see that's where Mashiach will come. That'll prevent Mashiach from coming in their mind, not knowing that Mashiach is not a Kohen, he can go there, it's not a problem. Besides that, Kivrei Akum Einam Mitam. And anyway, they don't know all the halachas. But their goal is to prevent the Geula from coming. Their goal is to be Oiker, the bias, but which bias specifically? The bias Hashlishi. It's interesting, the Rabbi Chaim Vital writes that Yishmael is worse than all four Malchias together. Bavel, Madai, Yavon, Edom, he is above all of them. We can understand now what Chazal Darshan on that pasuk, Kol Hoylech Al Gochain. The Choyl, Hoylech Al Arba. He goes on four. That means he's Akrav, Zeh Akrav. The Akrav is above the four Malchios. And from the fall of the Akrav, from the fall of Yishmael, that's when Mashiach comes. So Hoylech Al Arba is Begematria Mashiach Ben David. Mashiach Ben David will sprout, as the famous Balaturim says in Parshas Chayesore, the last Shabbos that we read in Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. Al Penei Kol Echov Nofol. Keshe Yipol Yishmael Be'acharis Hayomim Oz Yitzmach Ben David. Al Penei Kol Echov Nofol Ve'ele told us Yitzchak. When is that going to happen? When is Yishmael going to fall? In the last generation. Al Penei Kol Echov Nofol add that all up, it's the gematria doyer acharoim. What happens after that? The Eila told us Yitzchak. Add that up, that's equal to Hine Anoichi Shaleach Lachem Esel Yohan Novi. The fall of Yishmael, the bittul, the destruction of Akrav, who's trying to be Oiker Bayis, who's trying to uproot us from our Shoirish, who's trying to uproot our connection to Hashem, who's trying to prevent the Bayis Hashlishi, Noira, the Bayis Kenegad Yaakov Avinu, from happening. His mazel is in the month of Marcheshvan. Marcheshvan is Kenegad Yishmael, Akrav Kenegad Yishmael, which is very interesting too, to understand. Where did we learn about Yishmael? Which parshiyos talk to us about Yishmael? Lech Lecha, Vayera, and Chayesara, always read in the month of Marcheshvan, Mazel Akrav, which Akrav says, the Rabbeinu Bachi, that's Yishmael. V'huyi Apera Adam, Yodai Bakol, V'yad Kol Boy, V'alpanei Kolech of Yishkoin, and the Psukim V'ayi Roivet Kashos, where Sora says to Avram, Goresh Ha'am Azois V'yespina, get him out. He's out of the picture. He's not part of Am Yisrael. All those apsukim that we lay on Rosh Hashanah, these apsukim that we read in the month of Marcheshvan, Keneged Mazel Akrav. It started when? In the time of Yerovim ben Nevat. What did Rechavam say in the famous story over there? He said, with the taxes, anyone who looked at psukim, you'll see, he said, my father punished you, Bashoitim, those are thin straps, whips. Ani ayaser eschem bo'akrabim. Akrav. As soon as there's a split, as soon as Malchus Beis David is split, which is the story there in Melachim, Akrav appears. When Malchus Beis David is not intact, when the Beis Hamikdash falls, when Yerushalayim is not the way it's supposed to, that's when the Akrav comes. Lo'hizik nochash ve'akrav v'Yerushalayim, we get rid of Akrav, we get Yerushalayim back. We get our Beis Hamikdash, Rosh Bayis, it returns. With this we can understand, therefore, since this is the month, plain, dreary, average, mundane, nothing special, a Yid has to work much harder in the month of Marcheshvan than any other month, because here you don't have anything special, you don't have anything to help you, there's no Isairus Momaila, it's Kuloi His Arusa De La Sata, it all comes from down below, with the help of that we went through in Elul and Tishrei, the 58 days, the Roshem Nunches. So the Avoida is Dafka here, here is where it counts. Lech lecha means go to yourself, find yourself. You're going to find yourself, this is what I'm saying, lech lecha means to your mahus, to your atzmus, to your essence. You will find yourself on your own. Now go on your own and develop and grow, and then we'll see really what you're all about. When you're being helped and everything is given to you on a silver platter, that doesn't really prove anything. That's Tishrei. Marcheshvan, we lose all of that. It's taken away from us temporarily. It's going to be given back to us in the future. That could be what Kislev represents. Kislev is Chanukah, Kenegad Yom Ha'isa Mashiach. But Marcheshvan, that's this world. That's what the purpose is. The purpose is not the Chodesh HaShavi. The purpose is the Chodesh HaShemini, this month. And this is going to lead to Shemini. This is going to bring us into the world of Shemini, into the world of the future, into the world of Yemais HaMashiach through the Avodah that we do during this month, Lefum Sa'ara Agra. Yes, it's difficult, and we have to deal with the Yetzirah and with all different types of Chatoyim. What do we read about in Bereishis and Noach? As soon as Tishrei is over, you would think, we just went through Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, and we start voracious, everything is wonderful, all of a sudden, there's Chet Hadas, there's Kayan killing Hevel, first murder in history, then there's the first idol worshippers, the Dor Enosh, then you get into Noach, it gets even worse, then you have the Dor HaMabel, if you thought that wasn't enough, you have the Dor HaFloga. Why right after Tishrei, right after we just went through such Avodah and such Tshuva, we became so great, hopefully, do we learn about such low store? What happened? Because as soon as Tishrei is over, it's like as soon as the baby is born, that's when he encounters the Yetzirah. Ki Yetzir Lev Ha'odam Ram Min Urav Mishen Ninar Lotzeis Mimei Imay, as Rashi brings in this week's parasha. When does the Yetzirah enter a person? When he's born. The moment you enter this world, the moment you finish learning with the Malach, you just finish Kol HaTorah Kula with the Malach, then you forget it, then you come into a world of immorality and decadence and who knows what in our generation, which is Dor HaMabel all over again. But that's the goal. The goal is to deal with that. To be able to, a person can deal with this type of world that we live in right now. Either elevate it, separate from it, whatever the avoid is, whatever a person is able to do, whatever it is, but that's where the challenge is in Marcheshvan. That's why the parshiyos that we read as we get out of Tishrei, out of the Yom Tov mode, are all about very, very difficult situations, about deyos, koizvos, znus, minus, kol makom shat ha-moitzeh, znus ha-avoidezor, andal musya ba-loilam, as Rashi says, v'hayregas, v'hayregas, mabul, because that's a sign of the time. The time now is, yes, you were on a high before. You were in a month of total Kedusha. That's now being taken away from you. Now you have to deal with the average, every single day life. Now you have to go into a world of Chulin. Vayochel moyach ishu adama osatmoy Chulin. Now you have to deal with the mundane. One of the reasons we mentioned last year, why Noach does not want to go out of the Teva. He didn't want to go out. The animals didn't want to go out, it says. Noach had to force the animals out of the Teva. Really? You have to force animals out of a... when they're caged in a zoo, you open the cage, they'll fly out of this as soon as you open it up. Why does Noach have to actually force the animals to come out? Because in the Teva, there was a certain spirit of Gan Eden. In the Teva, it was Yemais HaMashiach, it was Olam Haba, it was a Nes, as the Ramban writes, that how all the animals fit. But the Teva wasn't so big. It wasn't that. They know where it is even today. The top of Mount Ararat, there's a whole write-up about it. Whatever it is, but the table was not really so big to be able to fit every single type of animal, seven of the kosher, two of the non-kosher, with the insects and the rodents, and every type of animal, reptiles, whatever you could imagine that exists today, are descendants of those animals that were on the table. And one floor for people. One entire floor was a zoo, and one floor was Noach and his family. And you would imagine that Noach, after 12 months having to go feed all those animals, it was the most difficult year for him. He had to actually be told to go out of the Teva. He had to be told to go out of the Teva. The Mabel's over. It's sunny outside. There's dry land. Open the doors and get out. Common sense says you only were there to protect yourself from the Mabel. So why you have to be told to go out? Because he didn't want to go out. Because he was living in a world of total ruchnius. The Teva was like the Beis Hamikdash, as far as I say. It was L'mayla min Azman. It was L'mayla min Amokim. Nothing aged on the Teva. Nothing spoiled. The food didn't spoil. The people didn't age. They didn't even, that whole year is not even counted. Because that, yeah, there was no mazel during that time. There's no shim shuram mazolos. There's no space. Everything fit. Mamish like the Beis Hamikdash itself. So Noach does not want to go out. The message is no. Now it's time to go out into the world. Same in Ateva. Deal with a normal world now. You have to go to work. Yes. Back to the grind. It was a beautiful Tishrei. Everything was great, but it's only an 8-day Yom Tov, 9 days, whatever for us. That's it. Now back to normal. Say min hateva. That's the message in Parshas Noach, which is always the Shabbos read first as we enter the month of Maariv Cheshvan. Tishrei was great. Now you got to go out into the world and bring Tishrei with you. Extend with the Vash Hayoim Hazeh Hashem. The Shar Yisachar, that's the Minchas Elazar, writes that we all know that Rachel Imenu passed away in Maariv Cheshvan. And Rachel Imenu says the famous Nevuah that was said to her after she cries, Yesh. So he says that Bull, Beis Vav Lamed, which is this month, is called Yerach Bull, Beis Vav Lamed is Rosh HaTevis, V'shavu Bonim L'Gvulam. What he doesn't say, but it's interesting, that the combination of Hashem's name for this month, Udevash Hayoyim Hazeh Hashem, is exactly the gematria of V'shavu Bonim. Atchem Agia Achroim Shevi Yisrael L'Nahar Peros. The idea is, even the Achron Shev Yisrael, the lowest Jew, connects to Eretz Yisrael in the month of Maariv Cheshvan. Pashup Shad is, that's when the Jew gets the furthest away. But the Tnimius, we could say, it's a time in which even the Achron Shev Yisrael has to deal with this low world. This is a world called Tachtoinim. Nesava HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liyah Yisrael Dira B'Tachtoinim. Hashem's desire is to have a dwelling place down below. B'Tachtoinim is B'Gematria Chodesh Maariv Cheshvan. Chodesh Maariv Cheshvan is the Tachtoin, especially compared to Tishrei. But that's where Hashem wants to make his dwelling place. He wants to see how we can deal with the outside world, how we can elevate the physical, the mundane. It's very easy when you're in an atmosphere of Kedusha, but when you're out of that atmosphere, to bring Kedusha there, and not to be affected by the outside world, because of all that you were given, all the potential you were given in Chodesh Tishrei, that's what really counts. That's the greatness. In this month of Tachtoin, Dira b'tachtoinim is the reason why Hashem created the world. So the goal is, as the pre-tzaddik writes, the fact that Malchus Beis David was rebelled against in this month, it means that this is the month in which we can rectify that, and we can restore Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David is exactly the gematria Chodesh Maariv Cheshvan. Chodesh Maariv Cheshvan is the month to restore Malchus Beis David to the way it was, to bring back Yerushalayim, to bring back the Beis HaMikdash, to once again connect to Bereishis, not like Akrav, which is trying to uproot us. So we can understand now what the Charkuva said, that we said at the beginning, Akrav Rosh HaTevis Oysim Be'ema Ritzayin Kaina. Akrav is Noira, fear. Beis HaMikdash is Noira, fear. What is a Jew supposed to do with fear? Are you supposed to be afraid of the Akrab? Are you supposed to be afraid of ISIS? Are you supposed to be afraid of Ebola? Are you supposed to be afraid of of certain people that you don't like walking around in the street because they have color, whatever. What are you afraid of? You're afraid of Hashem? There's nothing else to be afraid of. Oisim be'ema ritzoyin kaina. Then you're not afraid of Akriv. That's how you're mevatel the Akriv. You're mevatel the klipa of Akriv. Okar bayis, noira. And your fear is of the Beis Hamikdash. When oisim be'ema ritzoyin kaina, which bereshit is yorei boishas, bereshit tochm, yiras Hashem. When we remain with the same yira in Mar Cheshvan as in Tishrei. In Tishrei, everyone experienced a little yira. You had some fear, either Rosh Hashanah or Ne'ilah on Sukkot. Maybe not at Simchas Torah so much, but everyone experienced some sort of yira in the month of Tishrei. The question is, do you feel that yira even when you're in Mar Cheshvan? Are you still afraid? Do you still have that noira, that fear that you had in the month of Tishrei? In the Sukkah, we all sat, B'tzila de Mehemenusa. We all sat in the shade of Emuna, in the shade of Hashem. Do we still feel like we're in the shade of Hashem? How many psukim are there in Parshas Noach? First Shabbos that we read in Mar Cheshvan, 153. The simon to remember how many, every parsha has a simon, Bezalel. What does Bezalel have to do with Parshas Noach?
Yeah.
So some say, because Noach built the Teva, Bezalel built the Mishkan, and they're very similar. Bezalel is Bezalel Kale, right. In the Teva, Noach was in the shadow of Hashem. But he was able to feel that sail even when he went out. He was afraid to go out. But Hashem said, go out, do what you're supposed to, you'll be under my shade even there too. Hashem Tzilucha always, everywhere. So that shade, that sail that we felt on Sukkot, that year that we felt Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we have to extend Udevash. That ends the pasuk. Because Hashkifa Mimayin Kachacha Udevash, that's Tishrei. Extend, connect that to the next pasuk. It's connected to Mar Cheshvan. Hayoyim. Hayoyim, Rashi says, is b'chol yoyim yu b'enech ha-chadoshim. Hischatshus. Hischatshus in Mar Cheshvan. Hischatshus is in Tishrei. No. Real Hischatshus is in Mar Cheshvan. Renewal in Tishrei, anyone can renew and rejuvenate in Tishrei. Let me see you renew and rejuvenate on a regular average day in the month of Mar Cheshvan. That's where it really counts. The Nun turns around from the Nefila and it becomes the Shar HaNun. That's the Nun HaFucha at the end of Parshas Noach that we read about. We should all be zoiche to Chanukas Bayis HaShlishi. We understand now why it's the Bayis HaShlishi that's going to be dedicated, Dafka, the third Bayis, Keneged Noira, Keneged Yaakov, Bayis, which the Akrav is trying to uproot. Your Mevatel Akrav, your Mevatel Yishmoel, that's the goal is today. And the way to be Mevatel Yishmoel is not with weapons. I mean, you need weapons too, but that's not the way to do it. The way to be Mevatel Yishmoel is Oysen Be'emer, it's Oyen Koinam, intensifying our Yerushamayim, learning better, and davening especially, which is very, very important. Yishma Kael, Tefillah is known, that's the way to be Mevatel Yishmoel. Yishmoel is Keneged Keshes. It says the Akrav is compared to the Keshes. Keshes is Tefillah. B'charbi u'v'kashti, with the Keshes of Tefillah, u'mevatel the Keshes of Yishmoel, u'mevatel the Akrav, was zoicha to the Bayis HaShlishi, and to the Chanukas Bayis HaShlishi. And we should all be zoicha to that this Chodesh Mar Cheshvan should be the Chodesh in which we will experience the Chanukah of the Bayis HaShlishi, the Bittul of Yishmoel, and all the fears that unfortunately we all have those fears should subside, because Hashem will be revealed. The Hayah Hashem Melech al Kol Ha'aretz, there's nothing else to be afraid of, and we should all be zeichet to that this chodesh in Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh.
For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.